A group of Utah mayors calls on Utah's senators to act on immigration reform. Salt Lake City launches a new bike route. And police find the body of a missing BYU student. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, June 6th. I'm Brian Grimmett. A bipartisan group of Utah mayors have sent a letter to Republican Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee, urging them to immediately pass immigration reform legislation. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
From Fruit Heights to Salt Lake City to St. George, 19 mayors signed the letter. It calls for comprehensive immigration reform and warns that Utah communities will face significant challenges unless that reform is enacted. Mike Winder is mayor of West Valley City, where one-third of the population is identified by the census as Latino.
I think as mayors, we're dealing day in and day out with the actual families that live in our community, with the neighborhoods, with the businesses that have employees that need to come to this country legally. And so a broken immigration policy really hurts business and families here on the ground.
Winder says reform is needed to bring people out of the shadows, secure the borders, and open up a legal path to work and citizenship. Senator Mike Lee sent a response agreeing that reform is needed, but he says passing the legislation approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee is not the way to achieve it. Winder says he encourages Lee and others to bring forth legislation that can work.
With immigration reform, we can't just say, no, that's not what we like. We have to alter up alternative solutions. As a Republican, we can't just be the party of no. We need to be problem solvers. And this country has talked about immigration reform for a number of years. And when all is said and done, there's frankly more that's said than done. We need to do something now.
Senator Lee's letter says that he has sponsored or co-sponsored several reforms that would improve high-skilled immigration, address agricultural and seasonal workers, and create new incentives for tourism. Neither Mike Lee nor Orrin Hatch have committed to voting for the comprehensive immigration bill when it comes to the Senate floor. But Hatch did support the legislation when it was approved by the Judiciary Committee. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Exploring Salt Lake City's most popular destinations by bicycle just got a little bit easier. Today, the city's launching a new 13.5-mile bike route with a special brochure and a map guiding cyclists to areas like Pioneer Park, Temple Square, Memory Grove, and the McCune Mansion. Salt Lake City Bicycle and Pedestrian Coordinator Becca Rolfe says the cyclists who are visiting the city from out of town, like conference attendees, often want to tour the city.
So we decided that we should formalize the route, put up signs so that people can follow it on their own. And we've also created a map and publication that describes the sites that you'll see along the way.
The route and the maps were developed by the Salt Lake City Transportation Division and Visit Salt Lake. They're available at the Salt Lake Visitor Center, local bike shops, and through downtown visitors' venues. In addition to the Cycle the City route, Rolf says the city is also working to make more cycling downtown family-friendly. She says that means more cycle tracks in which lanes are segregated and off-limits to cars.
And that would be something that would be very well-suited to incorporating into this Cycle the City route because it's a type of facility that provides more separation between bikes and cars, and so it's a lot more comfortable experience for someone who's not as familiar with cycling in the city.
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker joined members of the community last night to bike a section of the new route.
The downtown farmers market opens for the summer this Saturday in Pioneer Park. Vendors selling locally grown produce and goods will stay a little later than normal this year. KUER's Nicole Nixon has the story.
Nearly 10,000 people visit the downtown farmers market every Saturday during the summer, so this year vendors will stay open for an extra hour. Kim Angeli is director of the downtown farmers market, and she says the extra hour will give people more time and room to browse.
Our market's crowded because it's one of the best markets in the Intermountain West. We hope that having that extra hour will kind of spread things out a little bit and give people opportunities to get in the soccer games in the morning and come and shop the market in the afternoon.
Market goers can buy local produce and food, hear live music, and browse tables with goods produced by local artisans. Tammy Stagel is the founder of local business Ruby Snap Bakery. She says the farmers market has helped her business steadily grow.
Our first year was 2010, and we love it. We come back every year, and we hope to always be here.
Starting June 8th, the market will be open on Saturdays in Pioneer Park from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Searchers found the body of a missing BYU student in the mountains east of Provo yesterday. 22-year-old Tyler Mail had gone hiking on the Y Mountain Trail on Saturday and didn't come back. Provo Police Lieutenant Matsu Fanua says it appears he fell, and investigators are trying to determine how that happened. More than 50 searchers combed the mountainside on Wednesday. His family said he had extensive outdoor experience. A Republican group working to change the way party candidates are nominated in Utah says it will do some polling to assess the interest of voters in making a change. The group Count My Vote wants Utah to move to a direct primary system or allow candidates to win a place on the ballot using voter petitions. Right now, candidates are nominated in state and county conventions by delegates elected in neighborhood caucuses. Critics of the system say that allows those with extreme political views to have too much influence. Delegates to the state party convention last month turned back efforts to change the system.
Troy Knapp, the man accused of breaking into cabins in San Pete County and in southern Utah, was in court yesterday in Manti. Knapp was asking the court to replace the public defender assigned to represent him, Lawrence Hunt. Wearing a striped jail uniform, Knapp addressed the judge and said he doesn't trust his attorney, and he says he's not just looking for attention.
I don't care about attention. I'm getting too much attention as far as I'm concerned right now with all this hubbub that's going on.
Judge Wallace Lee refused to dismiss Knapp's lawyer. A preliminary hearing in the case is set for Monday.
A Presbyterian pastor in northern Utah has resigned from a local Boy Scouts executive board because he disagrees with the organization's new policy allowing gay youth in the ranks. Neil Humphrey of the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Fruit Heights resigned from the Trapper Trails Council executive board. Humphrey says the Boy Scouts of America's recent decision goes against his beliefs on homosexuality. He says they are asking him to endorse something the Bible says is a sin. The Boy Scouts of America's national governing board voted to allow young gay men to participate in scouting at its national meeting last month. Under the new rules, gay adults are still excluded from service as scout leaders. An independent scientific review of the government's management of wild horses on public land concludes the Bureau of Land Management would be better off to invest in fertility control for the animals rather than rounding them up and removing them from the rangelands. A BLM spokesperson says the agency welcomes the recommendation of the panel that released its report yesterday, but Tom Gorey said those advocating an end to all roundups are misguided. The American Wild Horse Preservation Fund says the report makes a strong case for an immediate halt to the roundups. And finally, a 70-year-old man grabbed onto another man having a seizure near an overlook in Zion National Park last week. He kept the man from going over the edge, but he says it was a struggle. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, June 6th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org. Follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.